In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The first thing that we should remember from today's Gospel is that we, each one of us, are to a degree as sinners, and no one among us is righteous. So that means that Jesus came to call us all. And what was the fundamental message of Jesus' public ministry? It was repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. But repent. So it's a call to repentance. You know, it's awfully hard to call someone to repentance if you won't talk to them, if you won't have anything to do with them. To use the image that our Lord does as a physician of souls, you know, if you are a doctor and you won't have anything to do with sick people, you're going to have a really hard life, aren't you? You know, because you have to deal with sick people. That's what doctors are out there, is to heal sick people. And so, Jesus had things to do with tax collectors and other sinners. But these days, people use that image, or rather misuse that image. You'll say, well, Jesus, he ate with sinners, so that means we approve of everything. That means you go to the pride parade and all that other garbage. No. What it means is that now that doesn't mean that you go and say, sinner, and smack people over the head with a stick. Rather, it means you call people to repentance. And in order to do that, you have to have something to do. But that does not mean that you confirm them in their sin. Say, oh, it doesn't matter, go ahead, I'm here to accompany you. No! You have them, you call them to repentance. Just like he did with Matthew. Say, Matthew, tax collector. Not a good thing, especially at that time. Because, they worked for the Roman occupiers. They usually took more off the top than they were entitled to, and all sorts of other reasons. You know, people just don't like paying taxes, let's be honest. But he called Matthew to repentance. He said to him, follow me, and he did. He left his customs post. That's what Jesus is calling us to do, to leave our sins and follow him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.